Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's two games, so there's no absolute to what the problem is. I think we just talked about what the turnovers happened. The one tip was unfortunate. The one just out of Christian's reach, wish it would have been closer to him. And then you just got to protect the ball in the pocket when the guys are there.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, so earlier in the show, and this is going to be wonderful info for our listeners. Because maybe sometimes you're out there thinking, how do these guys come up with topics? And I'm going to tell you how an idea comes to someone's mind, and then we'll either make something of it or we won't. I'm glad Evan's putting his headset on. So, now listen, ideas aren't necessarily born out of being right. Ideas are born out of asking questions. And sometimes you can ask questions, and then the answers you get, you say, you know what, there's not enough information there. It's just a thought of mine. So I'm watching the Niners game, and I'm thinking to myself, hey, they scored on that first possession again. They got a field goal. And forget that they always get field goals, but they score on their first possession, that scripted series.
All right.
So I thought to myself, God, I wonder if the 49ers score on their scripted series or first series of the game at a higher rate than other teams, and then over the course of the game, they score at a lesser rate than other teams. And it's a very difficult thing to try to nail down. And again, I'm not making a point. I'm just asking if there's a point possibly to be made. So Evan spent an hour, and I want to reward him. And so we're comparing Shanahan's scripted plays with two other coaches who have been around for over 8 years on their respective teams, Sean McVay and Andy Reid.
Boy, okay, wow.
All right, so now I'm going to ask Evan Giddings, our chief researcher, to disclose what he found.
What would you like to know?
Okay, what percentage of drives do the 49ers score on when it's their first drive of the game?
So from 2017 to 2025, which is what you asked, right?
Yep.
First drives. The San Francisco 49ers have scored on 45.2% of them.
Okay.
And then you'd like to know how many they've scored just in total.
Correct. Their overall percentage.
Their overall percentage from, again, 2017 to 2025. God,
it's got to be
40.4%.
Okay, now you might think I'm going to declare victory. I'm not. Of course not.
And I thought there was going to be a bigger drop off.
And that's probably, you should score more on that drive. Okay, what about the other two guys?
So the Rams, Sean McVay, also almost identical at 40.5% for all drives.
All right.
On his first drive, Sean McVay and the Rams for the last 7+ years have scored on 48.9% of their first drives.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs, probably the best offense over the last, near decade, 46.5% since the start of 2017. Their first drives, they score on 54.2%. Those are number one in both categories.
Okay. Okay. Appreciate that.
Now, those have a great job, but those can be skewed too, Stoney.
Yeah, that's why we need
now,
more
Now, you need
information.
To answer my question.
Go ahead.
What was the point of me spending the last hour looking at all three of these teams' scoring drives?
Well, I actually was hoping it was all 32. but no, I was wondering was, Shanahan's offense, does it drop off dramatically compared with other coaches, comparing the first scripted series with the rest of the game? And I'm seeing that these are in line with two other coaches.
Now, the reason why I didn't look at all 32 is because those are the three that are probably the most comparable
yep.
as far as offensive play callers, respected minds. And it's tough to look at other teams that have had a different play callers and head
True.
Coaches.
Do we know, does every team script like that first series now? Do we know
I think
that?
It's a safe assumption
most
the
do.
Majority do.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Evan.
Like Liam Cohen.
Because yeah.
By the way, come on, Sala.
Dude, that was a...
And
I mean,
Freddie.
And
Freddie.
And then Robert goes all in you.
God.
What? That was this guy. Like, lose with grace, Steiny.
We don't know how in this country. Well, did you watch the Ryder Cup?
Dude, it is...
It's embarrassing.
It's gang warfare. What is going... Dude.
We are... I don't want to go.
I heard cussing at the Ryder Cup. How about that?
Rory's wife... Got thrown a beer thrown at her. Be better, America.
Oh, man.
Ay, ay,
ay. And then the Fred Warner, he's a class act. Why did, even if, I didn't like that. And then they were in them, why weren't they in white? Because it was supposed to be hot. That was, I didn't like that.
Yeah. I couldn't get that out of my mind.
Oh, let me give you my analogy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I've been fired three times from different jobs in my life at different ages. So the first one hurt the most, right? Because you're like, oh, boy, what am I going to do after? But when you get fired, they give you back pay, you know, that check they hold. So when you get fired, they kind of give you your severance package. You're like, oh, my gosh. So I'm single, young, just, you know, I'm young. So I get this money all at once, not understanding, well, you lost your job. But boy, this 2, 3, 4 thousand, I'm rolling right now. Well, guess what? And I figured it out. That's going to run out. And you're going to feel the brunt of not having a two-week check, right?
Yeah.
That's how I look at this Niners when they were 3-0, 3-1, is these injuries are going to eventually catch up to you, and you can't afford poor play. So if you're telling me now Ricky Pearsall is got the gimpy knee, and that might follow you. Bosa's not coming back. Purdy is now dealing with what he's dealing with, along with your backup. I feel like there's a parallel between how good you should feel like our girl Portia, because I'm looking at it like, oh boy, hey. This has the ingredient, Steiny, of it catching up to the Niners like it did yesterday.
Oh, it's injuries.
Get healthy.
Injuries.
And poor play is a recipe for disaster.
I think you won't play as well when you have so many injuries because your first stringers tend to be better than your second stringers. So that's...
But defensively, you weren't missing a lot yesterday. I know Renardo Green didn't play. But Steiny, I mean, I'm just telling you, got Mustafa whenever he can come back.
You said to me...
they could easily be 1-3. That's
so
all
now,
I'm telling you, man.
Let me just cheer you up a little bit. You see, you said, so now Pearsall's got a gimpy knee, and that's going to follow you. Well, it's not going to follow you closely because he's got a gimpy knee. You see what I'm saying?
He might not play.
Exactly. So he's not really going to follow you on a
gimpy
knee.
And then when he plays, he makes a limp swan catch, and then he's on the ground. It's like, that's teasing. I know that's, they're not. Hey, dude, I don't know what to say, man. I'm just telling you. If Harry's of the world, if we were talking about the Packers, want to make go to the whiteboard and tell me this football team could be 0-4, I get that. I won't fight you. But what I will do, Stein, is fight anybody that says the Niners have been whole. They have not.
Of course they haven't.
And now I'm getting more concerned that day might not never come.
It's not. Oh. They won't get Bosa back this year.
All right, you
year.
Got me on that one.
They're also not going to be full at full strength, it looks like, at least for another couple weeks. So you're going to have to beat the Rams, clearly, without Bosa. You're going to have to beat the Rams with Brock Purdy on a bad toe.
Without Kittle. You're,
right. Hello? You might have to beat him without Pearsall. But it's the NFL. Next man up. Yeah, everybody loves. Oh, yeah. Hey, next man up. Everybody loves next man up till you realize the next man up stinks.
No, hello.
Let's go to Austin in the city. Get a straighten us out, Austin. Seriously. Come on now. Hey, what are we even doing here?
Yo, it is the next man up. That's why it's a 53-man roster, so it's the next man up that's available to get on that field and produce like they're supposed to, even if they suck or not. What I'm calling it saying is that the limited, when you're limited in practice with injuries and trying to come and play on Sunday and on a snap count, you should not be playing at all. You're messing up the flow of the offense. You're messing up the groove of what we already had. You should come back full 100% or close to 100% at full practice to get on that field. The players are doing it to themselves. So knowing they injured but want to come and play and messing it up and in the long run messing it up for themselves. It's not just the coaches, it's the players, and they got to take accountability for their actions.
So you think you wouldn't have played Purdy?
I would not play Purdy, and Purdy, no, he shouldn't have been on the field. He did he did that on himself. He felt pressure from Matt Jones.
I got you.
Matt Jones.
Austin, I see you, baby. Right. You get that
reference. Appreciate it, Austin. Yeah, not really. I mean, no. Okay.
Well, we got Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what Matt Jones, who
Bad Bunny,
I
mean, will be performing at the Super Bowl, which is in our backyard.
Great.
Get hip. Like a hippopotamus. Yeah, Bad Bunny, Evan.
What's his best song?
The one with Drake. Evan, why would you do that to me? And real quick, I don't care what the boss says right now, or Evan. It was your birthday. How was the birthday weekend, and where did you catch yesterday's game? Like, I
watched it at home.
Solo?
Yeah. I don't mind being by myself.
No,
I'm very secure.
That's why I'm
not like you guys.
I thought you said you like to watch games with other people.
You did say that.
Well, I did, but here's the bottom line.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Here's the bottom line. If I get off the golf course at 12:30 and I haven't been invited to Dana's, then I go home.
All right, I got you.
And once I go home after golf, it's over. If you know what I mean.
No, I got you.
It's over.
The streets are saying where you golfed at, there was a black golf tournament?
Black Joy tournament, yeah.
Who Black Mets?
Did you stay? Yeah, I did.
You are my man.
Of course. Why not?
You get the Soul Train Award.
I didn't know of this group, but apparently there's a group out there called Black Joy. They have a parade every spring, I believe. They were having a fundraiser for the parade. And we're out at Metropolitan Golf Course.
Which is where?
Oakland.
Okay. Oh, I need to get in the game.
Well.
Where's that at?
Oakland.
It's not old, where I used to go.
I don't think you can get in. You don't want to go over there.
But it's not. Right. Where is it at?
You better be careful there, Stan.
Yeah. Those are my people. Where's it at?
Right near the airport. Oakland Airport.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
And so, we golfed early. We came off the course at 11:30, and there were tons of people there getting ready for a tournament, and it was the Black Joy group, and they were having a good time.
Oh, man.
Now, I always like to converse with people at a golfing event.
Right.
That's probably, you know what, Goo, let's put the rat on the table. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM. And HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Yeah, I mean, like, the goal in my life right now, I have one goal in my life. Two.
Give it to him.
It's to stay as connected to my family as possible.
Love that.
And then two is to put myself on a golf course as much as I possibly can in life. because
that's beautiful.
I tend to be happier on a golf course than anywhere else. So the key to the next 10 years for me, oh, after I end a glorious run here, would be to be part of a golfing community.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can help the Ryder Cup. Dude, that thing got out of control. It was everywhere. I had it on.
We are so pathetic.
Well, I know that. But the question's why.
So, I should have done this. But so, basically, the Europeans are kicking our ass. Absolutely.
And they don't
drilling
get paid.
Us. They're drilling us yesterday. And I think Dibley told me that there were 12 singles matches. The U.S. had to win 10 of 12 to come back and win. So the matches go off at different times.
Yeah.
And two of the early U.S. golfers, I think Thomas was one.
Wasn't
somebody
Scheffler
else.
Early?
He stinks in this format. But the reality of the situation is a couple early U.S. guys won.
Okay,
and
let's
people
go.
Are like, oh, big comeback. It wasn't a comeback.
That was on Twitter, a big
it
comeback.
Wasn't.
Made
the whole
me turn
thing
it on.
Was edited to make it seem like the U.S. was closer than they were.
Oh.
Like they're like, oh, the U.S. has won the first two matches. Okay, what's going on in the third match? Alberg's up two strokes, so they're going to win. What's so cosmetic?
Oh, wow.
Such a shame.
Didn't know that part of it. Twitter
gutless.
Made me go turn it on.
We're gutless.
Yeah. My boy Tyshawn, he's a Ram fan. He was at that parade at the golf course. Yeah.
Okay.
Joy Parade.
That was not this weekend.
Well, he just texted me. He said, by the airport, it's always a good time.
Right. This was the golf fundraiser for the parade. So I think the parade's in the spring or early summer. So he may have been to the parade. He just wasn't there this weekend.
Well, you made it sound like the parade.
No, the parade's in the spring.
It was the parade.
Yeah,
picture you showed me is that parade.
Yeah, and no doubt about it. Like this is where I've come a long way. And I know for a fact. My first reference was that it was a fundraiser, not the actual parade. But we can move on. It doesn't really matter.
After Monday last week, we're fine.
Well. That'll resurface at some point. Well, let's go to Roy in San Leandro. Wants to
Willie
talk about
Mays.
The Niners and Melvin, two losers.
Yeah. What's up, Roy?
Hey, how's it going? I really miss both of you. I'm glad.
Hey, Roy, how you doing, buddy?
You know where you can find us, Roy. We miss you.
Not too bad. I just wanted to tell you, I can only see the 49ers going 7-10 with all of the chaos going on the team. This year and all like that, and I mean all these injuries. I mean, really, I don't mean to be down, but to say they can only go 7-10 because those to go up against an offensive juggernaut like the Rams in Seattle. I mean, did you see that score? Seattle racked up all of those points, 40 something points against that team, and then the Rams. Stafford is always dangerous, and so I can only really see them going 7-10. But I also just wanted to say about Buster Posey, what do you guys think about him getting fired today?
I love it because I've been clamored.
Thanks, Roy. Yeah. Bob Melvin fired.
Yeah.
Posey's is coming next year.
That's a one. But I love Buster saying, hey, I'm doing it. This is unacceptable. And I knew as they lost 15-16 at home, it was Saran. Somebody had to pay the price.
Yep. And it can't be the hero of the Bay Area, Buster Posey. It cannot be him. Man, I get it.
Snotty, stop, man.
When you're a three-time champion.
He admitted his error. He gave him, picked up the option, but he's telling you that didn't mean squat.
Okay. How many other errors are you going to acknowledge? How about the error of thinking Rafael Devers solved every problem?
For a month and a half.
How about giving up on his team?
That's fair.
Before they'd given up.
Well, your boy went to New
York.
He's
in over his head.
Your boy did.
He's in over his head.
Did nothing in New York. He's still. They still got. They're playing tomorrow.
Right. Congratulations. Posey's smarter than one or two other GMs. No. Everybody knew. No, I'm just kidding. Posey's. He's off to a great start.
You watching the playoffs start tomorrow? You got an adopted team. Well, you got one. The Phillies. I forgot. I'm rooting.
You
for
know
Evan.
What? I got to tell.
I'm rooting for Evan.
I can't. I can't root for Philly teams anymore.
What happened?
It's too easy. It's too easy.
Sixers haven't won squat.
They don't even register. The Sixers aren't even a Philadelphia team. Nobody even cares about them. It's about the Phillies and it's about the Eagles mostly. And you know what? It gets boring. We haven't lost a game in like, what, 20 weeks?
Yeah, your wide receiver's reading books on sidelines because he's not getting the ball.
Yeah, how and you know what?
Can you be?
And you know what?
Oh, my gosh.
That doesn't even register in Philly.
I made it up.
Because we are together. We have a coach who knows how to keep guys together and motivate.
Please. They quit on him 1 year.
Italian Philly coach? Yeah.
So they quit on him 1 year. Okay. Yeah, they quit on him. They didn't quit on him. And if you remember that year, and you probably don't because
they lost to Tampa.
They were 10-1, and they had the toughest schedule in the history of football.
Okay, but that's not why they just laid down. Stuff was going on.
This is vintage you.
No, I'm just
no. Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. The 49ers have had more success than the Eagles over the last few years. No, you're right. You're right. Let's move on. Yeah. Big Smooth is in Oakland.
Oh, man.
What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing, man? We are a mess in the Bay right now.
Wonderful, gentlemen. Hey, kudos to you guys. And I want to ask you a question on this.
Go ahead, baby.
On Kuminga's agent, let me ask you this. Do you think that was more about him feeling the pressure? Like, hey, man, Ace Bailey just fired his crazy agent. Maybe he was feeling the pressure. Like, man, maybe Kuminga's agent is not that great. You think that interview was more about that, or was it just to try to move some activity, let the public know the other side of it? Because I think they're hearing things, and they said, "Nah, let's." I mean, how many agents are calling talk show radio?
And there you go.
That had to be about a PR move. And I think again, I think this agent might have been feeling some heat. Maybe he's hearing murmurings about, man, maybe Kuminga doesn't have a good agent. Now, I heard his answers. They were canned. But here's the deal, man. At what point are the players going to start looking side-eyed at Kuminga? Like, dude, we get it, but you are kind of hindering our opportunity to make some moves. At what point? I mean, I'm sure he's aware of that and trying to get himself out of town. But, bro, you're not leaving town unless we get something substantial for you. I'm sorry. We're not just letting you go. Off like we're at Ross and we're giving, you know, we're selling a shirt with one button missing. No, we want something substantial and then you can go. Because obviously if we wanted you, you would have been signed already, baby. If we wanted you, if we felt we needed you, you would have been signed. But, you know, you don't want to go out and get 8 rebounds a game. So, hey, man, blessings to you. And I hope everything works out. But this is the way we got to play this.
Hey, Big Smoothie, you're on fire. I'll say this. We had Bob Myers on for Stoudy's birthday Friday. I asked him, and as much as he could say, he did end. He said he wouldn't have did it. I thought it was a bad look. But then I'm thinking of all these, you know, just the world right now on social media, YouTube influencers that I'm asking about, people famous for nothing. Myers did say, well, you know, guys, it's a new world out here. So if Kuminga's not upset, how can we be upset? But I'm with you, Smooth. I thought that was a bad look, man.
Dude, when is Bill Duffy coming on?
Yeah, no doubt.
He won't be.
You're right. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you there.
Hey, Big Smooth, appreciate the call. Here's the difference. Big time pro agents, they don't go on the radio.
Rich Paul's not doing that,
They leak. They leak.
Damn, Steiny.
Boy agents leak. They don't go on the radio.
Wow.
They funnel info to their favorites.
Or did he want the lights, Evan? Did AT want the lights?
Bill Duffy does represent Brandon Pajemski.
But there's nothing to talk about.
Well, next summer he's going to be contract extension eligible.
Right. Yeah.
We should try to get him.
There's no negotiation.
You're saying he's already got the
Bill Duffy says one word to the Warriors, Max. That's the negotiation.
Exactly.
Take it or leave it.
Bill.
Oh, Bill's going to get a payday for Pods.
By the way, did you see what Pods said about the atmosphere at Chase Center?
Oh, no, like seriously, I cannot wait to hear this.
This is media day atmosphere.
No.
Oh.
Chase Center.
Okay.
Warriors games don't compare to Valkyries games.
This guy's got to go.
No. No, we said it, and I said, like, how can you fix that?
You can't.
Because a different type of...
I know how to fix it.
No, seriously.
$5 Warrior tickets. That'll fix it. $5 Warrior tickets. That fixes it. End of story.
Well, you got Joe's number.
Rich people don't cheer.
I did the wave in a Valkyrie game, and I wanted to. Evan, I couldn't wait for it. Study, that thing was a party. And the Warrior games are too, just not to that level.
See, I knew he had a back tunnel there. Worried about, I hope people don't think I think the atmosphere is not great.
Come this late December. Now, Stoddy, seriously, what does that tell you?
It tells me that if somebody's paying $3,000 for a ticket, they're probably not going to cheer as loudly as somebody who is going to a game and really appreciates being there.
Wow.
And how to maybe even make a sacrifice or two to go to Chase Center.
So Pod said it.
Yeah. Rich people, they tend to be a little more demure. They don't, you know,
Here's the thing.
Let's see what happens to the Valkyries when they start winning.
They are winning, aren't they?
And what about our girl Juju? Oh. Gonna miss her this year sitting out.
Yeah, she's hurt. She's still hurt.
Yeah, that's like, wow.
But we knew that when it
happened. I didn't know she was gonna miss this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She is.
Rocco Baldelli fired by the Twins.
Oh, so there's another candidate. Tell you what, Byron Buxton single-handedly kept me in it this week.
Rocco.
Ended up finishing third.
You don't want Rocco.
The Twins.
There's only one Rocco you want. And that's R.I.P., Clay's dog. That segment was brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Gonna ask me what I got for my birthday? Before we hear Draymond Green?
What'd you get for your birthday, Steiny?
That was an interesting gift, and it was given to me.
Be careful.
In large part by my kids.
Oh.
Evan, you saw them. You saw my birthday gift on Saturday. They got me a pair of
Birkins. Where did you see him over the weekend?
Friedman's Appliance.
Oh, my bad. Dude,
possibly the greatest showroom
in
the country.
How was that? Went down cool?
It is.
Was it good?
It was unbelievable.
Did you see
again.
Lovman's mom?
Sam didn't work yesterday or Saturday, so she wasn't there.
All right.
I saw a lot of people, though.
How jealous did I get, Evan? Where'd you see Evan?
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah, we were out there getting a lot of Skrilla. Sorry you couldn't be a part of it.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, I was making my own.
Not on a Saturday.
College football.
Yeah.
Hey, Tulane.
Okay. A pair of Birkenstocks.
Are they actually what color?
I think they're always brown, aren't they? They feel a little young for me.
Yeah, but you can, hey.
But it's a gift from the kids.
There you go.
What am I going to do? All right.
What size are you, 90, 12, 13?
12.
He looked like he lived in Cape Cod on Saturday.
You were chilling.
Can you wear them with socks is the big question.
Most people don't.
Okay.
But because
then
obviously
they stink
you
up. They really get stinky.
Remember, my kids
stinking.
Called me grandpa when I did the, what do you call them, the things I'm wearing, and you guys laugh at me.
Crocs.
You can't wear socks with them.
Well, you can.
My kids did like they were embarrassed. Like, care.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh, what we have?
Austin and San Jose saying those are white guy sandals.
They are.
And Jim Everett saying they're actually women's sandals.
Well,
that's fine.
No, that's
let me tell you what. You know what? And I'll say it. I'm going to say it right here. You know what the best deodorant is?
Gillette
Secret.
Ugh, that's that white stuff to chalk up in there. Ugh.
It's made mostly for women.
But okay, gotcha.
I love the smell and it works.
I use Gillette
Secret.
Mm-hmm. Cool Wave. The gel.
Sounds like you need to keep it a secret.
Okay, not bad. Let's see what happened. 49ers lose. More injuries to whine about on a crybaby Monday.
That is not the time. Purdy was bad.
Bob Melvin fired.
I called it.
And the Warriors are at training camp. But Jonathan Kuminga's not there. This is Draymond Green on Jonathan Kuminga. This is no surprise, but it's a lengthy answer. But I've been told it's a good answer. This is Draymond Green on Jonathan Kuminga's future. And what is going on?
We play in a game that is covered by media 24/7. And when you're in something that's covered 24/7, A, it's not always accurate. And B, it doesn't always play out even the way people think it's going to play out. And so what can he still be here? Exactly what he set out to be here. Because he has the full support of his teammates to be that. And I don't think this franchise organization would still be trying to doing what they're trying to do if they didn't believe that, you know. And so I saw Kevon Looney, fourth-year option, get declined, and he spent 10 years here. So contract negotiations are never pretty. My first contract negotiation, I thought I was about to get a contract, and they told me no, and I had to reach out to another team. Then they showed interest and got the contract done. 2 years ago, I thought it was over. I thought I was out of here. Here I am going into year 14. So just because a contract negotiation didn't go beautifully does not mean it's the end of the road. And a contract negotiation that went beautifully don't mean it's the beginning. It could be the end. So I take every day for what it's worth in this league. That's what I try to tell my young guys. That's my message to Jonathan. A contract negotiation is a contract negotiation for a reason. It's one side trying to get the better of the other side. And when you're trying to do that, just like in a basketball game, tempers flare, things get heated. Sometimes people get kicked out of the room. Sometimes people walk back in the room. That's just how it goes. And so this isn't the first contract negotiation that's went longer than everybody expected and that went different than the team wanted it to go or much different than the player wanted to go. It ain't the first one, and it's by far the last one. We will see this over and over again in this league because ultimately it's a business and you're trying to put your business in the best position to be successful. And we are individuals that go to when you go to the negotiation table, you don't go to the negotiation table with the team. You go to the negotiation table with your team by yourself, meaning you got to try to do what's best for you. And that's what Jonathan is doing, and that's what he deserves to do. You work your tail off to get to the NBA. You earn the right to go negotiate. If he didn't earn the right to go negotiate, they still wouldn't be negotiating with him, and he wouldn't be negotiating with them. So these things happen. You move on from them. He signed a contract, come out and play great. Everybody will forget and move on. That's the world we live in. So, yeah, that's kind of my take on it.
I got to be careful, man. I could just hear 10
one time. Just
that
don't
was
be
just
careful.
Like MLK, the basketball version. Just injected in my. I don't agree with him all the time, but when my boy is on like that, damn, Stoney, there's going to be no problem when JK comes back, whatever he's on, even if it's the 7.9.
Okay, if you say so, you know more than his agent.
No, but he was just that was just game.
You know more
right
than
there.
His agent. His agent said he won't be happy.
Yeah. And he might not be back on the QO.
Let me
as long as he's back. But Dre, I appreciate it.
All right, let me be clear on this one. This is not good.
That right there?
The whole situation.
Oh, yeah. No, hello. Okay.
Again, if he accepts the qualifying offer, that's awful for both sides. And I'm talking about, to me, it's awful because then they both have to deal with each other, but they both know they aren't going to deal with each other long term. I got to tell you, I just don't understand how it can work if he's not happy. He's been here 4 years. He wants more playing time. And it's going to be hard again for him to get as much as he wants.
But Stani, I know you're laughing at what I'm about to say, but what about being a professional? Once that
he can be a wonderful professional.
Okay.
But that will never equal him actually wanting to be here, wanting to excel, wanting the best for the team. That's not his priority, is not after he takes 7.9. Yeah. Okay.
I got to play 82. Let's go.
Okay. Okay. If you think he's a human being, he's feeling unwanted. Yes. In a perfect world, he'd come back and be, but he's 22, and I could see how this is not good. Just not good.
Okay, and I'm being real, Stani, and I got to be careful.
Warriors go 4-3, and everybody gets Jonathan. They've only played 17 minutes. Well, I mean, that's what it's all about.
But see, I don't know why, and you could say I'm not naivete. I don't see that happening at all.
What?
You got some OG, him playing 17 minutes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, right. Some real stuff is people under the bridge that have nobody in their life, down and out, and don't know where their next meal's coming from. I'm with you, basketball-wise, 7.9 is not, it's not idea. But I'm starting to get the feeling if my representation is going to allow me to put my John Hancock on a document that would solidify me or lock me in at 7.9, then maybe I need to be mad at him or I got the wrong guy repping me, because I got to believe, Snotty, no matter what pops off in the next 24 to 48 hours, shout out Eddie Murphy, that's an option. So isn't that more on me and my representation that we allowed it to get to this juncture? Kuminga and Aaron Turner.
What about the Warriors? They have every bit the culpability. They could have gotten this done with a player option if they really wanted to. Like, this to me is a 50-50 in any league. Any league. This is 50-50. And all I'm saying is the idea that this won't, listen to Curry. Listen to what he said here. I'm going to play the one.
Because I was like, when Curry spoke, like, oh.
Shoot, I forget. Which is the one, Evan, do you know, where he said,
we're
going to get asked about it. Was that the top one or the middle? I'm going to just try the top.
You know, once Kuminga gets here, you expect him to be kind of locked in. But this has obviously already been a big offseason distraction. There's almost an inevitability it's going to bleed into once he gets back. How concerned are you just about the overall distraction of the situation?
I don't frame it like that. I think he's going to get asked questions. To your point, you're asking questions. Everybody's going to ask questions about it. But what happens when I leave this microphone and we go in the locker room and us players talk, like, that's going to be the make or break of how we kind of move into the year with the right frame of mind. So the good news is you've been around long enough. Me, Draymond, Jimmy, we've all been around long enough to know how to separate the business of it to the basketball of it. And those are two totally different areas. So our job is to focus on the basketball part and not let it become something that, you know, gets in the way of how we approach every day.
This is not good.
Mm.
And he's right. And this is the part that I think we underestimate. They're going to get asked about it. They're getting asked about it today. They're going to get asked about it tomorrow. Whenever Kuminga makes a decision, then he's going to get asked about it. Steve Kerr's going to get asked about it. Dunleavy's going to get asked about it. Then they're going to play games. And it's just not, these things don't go away.
Okay.
And here's the other thing with kind of miss me on, even though I get why Steph says it, and it's because it's what you say. When he goes, but, you know, we get back in that room and we talk about it, that's really the make or break. Listen, Jonathan Kuminga can come back on the qualifying, and Draymond and Steph and Jimmy can support him and tell him, you know, just try. But over the course of a full season, there's no chance that they will be able to bury the frustration. They're just, I don't think there's any chance.
Okay.
How he's going to be able to, like, I think he could have moments, but what more do you need to hear other than Kuminga's agent saying he will not be happy?
That might
be enough for me to move on.
No, and the way you say it, Stani, I'm almost like, man, you might be onto something. But the fact that the owner knows that this is the trickle-down effect if this player comes back. I got to ask you this. This is just how I'm feeling. I know it's two different circumstances, but it's the same individuals. But can you just – I really mean this, all of you. The fact that they were able to get over and were asked every day about Draymond Green in that video with Jordan Poole, does that give them any – and I'm thinking it does – any experience and maybe, and I know it's different subject matters, Donnie, but it's not as vicious as that punch that everybody saw teammate on teammate. Doesn't that give them some experience on maybe how to handle this and go about it?
So you don't, like,
to rip them apart.
So you just gloss over when Steve Kerr said the punch wrecked our season. It didn't that matter yeah. that it got
out. But he never
out.
Said it in season. It he said didn't it years matter. After. It they did, made the that, playoffs.
But it ruined their season. Like, just because it didn't get out until it got, like, it had ruined their season before it got out. It didn't, and even if it, like, people, oh, it got out and that ruined, if it wouldn't have gotten
like,
out,
think
the
of that
season
sometimes.
Was ruined. It was totally ruined. And you're right. The severity might be different in terms of Draymond punched a guy, but you can't have a guy that you think is an important member of your team and he doesn't want to be there. I just, that might be enough for me to move on.
So when I say they got through that.
No, I don't think they did okay. all
right.
at all.
Well, years I later think, when Kirk is on a podcast and he says it ruined the season, I got my answer, Stoney, but we never knew just the gravity of the team didn't, you know, they didn't miss the playoffs. They went to the second round.
Right, and Steph Curry got on a bus, and he told players, the younger players, don't even get on the, like, well, it well, fractured them all year long. And it's like, well, they got to the second round. That may be a way to look at it. And I'd be like, well, maybe they could have gotten to the finals. But they weren't going to get to the finals because Jordan Poole had checked out. And you know what? Rightfully so.
Well, then I got to say this to what you're saying, and it's my scoreboard. Then I am more disappointed in Dunleavy and Lacob that they know this thing is so heavy. And if they go down this route and somehow he does come back for the qualifying offer, the repercussions of what's at stake is the sanctity of your locker room and your season. Then I'm, as a fan, Stoney, which I am, I'm disappointed that you will allow this to be at the stages it's at.
Well, then that's why I wonder why you don't put it on the Warriors for 50% of it. They've been equally responsible to bring it to this point the day that training camp opens and they have no resolution for Kuminga. Like, that's the part of this. This is not all Kuminga. It's not all the Warriors. Yeah. It's both. It's both. And for goodness sakes, he doesn't want to sign a contract to play here for more than a year.
He's got 2 days to decide. Yeah. And he's about himself and his future. We get that, right? But Lacob and Dunleavy, they're responsible for this team. And the morale that you got me thinking now, maybe I was wrong and sold it short. But hearing Steph say, Stoney, that was a bit cryptic for me, you know, and I'm trying to be positive, but he's saying it clear that this could go a couple ways if he were to come back on the QO.
And I guess what I'm saying is, why is that news today? We, of course,
because now it's getting go time and now it's about to pop off the season. Like, it's real.
That's been in the equation for a month. Ever since, you know, the agent said he didn't want to be here or wasn't going to be happy signing the contract. What would Steph's advice be to Jonathan Kuminga?
Negotiations are hard. We all know that. The idea of everybody's situation is a little different. Everybody can come up with whatever narrative they want to. It's how business kind of goes. You know, some things are pretty straightforward. Some things aren't. This is definitely in the aren't conversation or category. But when he comes and he's here, he should be a professional and do exactly what he expects to do and take advantage of his opportunities to help us win. Like, everybody who's in the locker room, that's what you're committed to do. And so I don't have any concerns that he'll approach it that way. And that's what we expect.
Yeah. To be a professional, Stoney. That's right, what he said.
Right. And that's a recipe for disaster. You know who they tell to be professional? People who are unhappy. That's who needs the, you know, that's who's got to be professional.
I'm
the people who are unhappy. You know what? And here's the other thing. You know what being professional means? It means I'll be professional, but my heart's not in it. But I'll be professional. I won't be late. I'll spring off the bench when the coach calls my name. I'll try not to mope when he takes me out. I'll be professional. But if you think I'm going to be as committed as other guys on this team, that's, to me, unrealistic. Devin in San Jose. What's going on, Devin? How you doing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not bad. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Yeah, I mean, I've been listening to this whole fiasco from since last year.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm trying to understand. Like, is it me? I would love to get you guys' opinion. Does it seem like the Warriors are being a little malicious? And the reason why I say this is the Kings have offered Malik Monk, who arguably I think is. We're fitting great. He's a great shooter. Defense is kind of sketchy, but, you know, he's pretty athletic, more or less. And then I believe an unprotected first round.
Well, it's protected.
Why that's not good.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Got you. No, thanks, Devin. It's right now it's protected. And so the Warriors want them to take protections off it so that in 2030 or 2031, they'd have an unprotected overall pick. I've heard they don't like. There's two things about Monk. I've heard they're not crazy about the fit, and then they also don't really want guys to be under contract in 2027 and 2028, which is when Steph and Butler would theoretically come off the books, and at that point they want to have maximum flexibility.
But just think about it, if you're Kuminga and you hear that. I'm talking about me. I don't give a damn about that.
Well, we're not talking. I'm talking about Monk here.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Monk having a contract after 2027. The Warriors don't want guys on their books after 2027. They want maximum flexibility. And that's another reason why they want a team option on that last year for Kuminga so that they can decide whether or not he's on the team after that.
Yeah. I like Monk, but and he can get hot with the best of them, Stoney. But when that guy, our guy caller, just said he's a great shooter, that's a stretch. He ain't no great shooter. He's a scorer. I like him.
And you know what? I mean, I don't think he's a great fit, but he can get you 18, and there would be the 18 that Kuminga, in theory, could get.
But it alleviates that thing that you're talking about messing up the everything. The morale.
Well, yeah, and that's the other thing.
Where I'm like, man, you could have did it just for that, you know?
Well, but I have a feeling the Warriors don't like Monk. I don't think they like Monk.
That's obvious.
Okay, so that's where the Warriors are like, business is business, and we ain't making a trade for a guy like Malik Monk, who we don't think's a great fit, and he's got too many years left on his contract.
32% from three last year.
We're not going to trade Kuminga. Like, I don't think it's personal, but they ain't getting rid of him for something they don't want. And this is, like, the one part of restricted free agency, the team's just got the advantage. Players got to deal with it. And that's why I think Aaron Turner made a big mistake.
Yeah, we're in triple OT, Stein.
Although, then theoretically, the Warriors didn't offer him a contract last offseason. So,
boy, oh boy, man.
You know, I don't...
This will be one to be remembered, right?
I mean, he's a sixth man.
He's a starter to himself, Stoney.
Right.
And he's 22. He's in an upside.
Right. And he's in a group of one. Like, this is where I'm with you. Or I don't know if I'm with you. We're talking about a role player here, right here, right now. That's who we're talking about right here, right now. We're talking about a guy who's coming off the bench. I can't pay him now thinking, oh, in 3 years, he's going to be a star if I don't believe he's going to be the star.
But they offered him $25
million, though, Stiney. Right, to maintain an asset. But you know what? He doesn't want to be here. That's why he's not, he's not signing a contract that would ensure he has no control over his future for 2 or 3 more years. And that's his prerogative.
Damn.
And again, I'm not saying Kuminga stinks or anything, but after a while, you talk about this enough and you do say, geez, we're talking about Kuminga. Nice player, but goodness gracious. I don't think he's the difference between this team making a finals appearance and not making the playoffs.
Matters, he's better. He's way better than what you currently got.
But he might not be better than the flexibility you give yourself in 2 years where maybe you can do anything. We got crossover coming up next. Melvin fired. 49ers in a shambles. Jonathan Kuminga nowhere to be seen. What has happened to this? What's happened here? Somebody tell me Celebrini's looking good.
And that's what life's about.
Celebrini looking good? Sharks fans?
I got to believe so.
That's all that matters.
Oh, the Giants are going the right way. They got the
talent. According to you.
They're
going the right way.
And I find this exciting. Buster's first hire as manager. Yeah. The Warriors getting ready to pop off and start. Kuminga, we'll know in a couple of days, 48 hours. And the Niners just got to get healthy. Or stand up to one of these quarterbacks that say they're healthy, because that wasn't it yesterday. That was bad. Mm. And the theme of this season, and nobody's been doing it to Harry, I think he sold the fans short of the people that call this station and this show. I don't feel like Niner fans had their chest out saying nobody can beat us. Look at us.
You picked them to win 10 games, yeah. Right? Okay, well, he doesn't think they're a 10-win team.
Well, now I really don't with Bosa and what I saw yesterday.
And let me tell you what Harry would say. You're right, Goo. I saw it before you.
Yeah. But where does that really get him? Does it make his dinner better?
Yeah, of course it would. Oh, my God. Of course. Then he can go to bed at night, look up to the skies, and say, you know what? I was right today.
Oh, boy.
I was right today. All right. Crossover coming up next.
You think Willard's in a good mood? He'll find a positive.
Listen. Willard, I know Willard like the back of my
hand. I'm that bad.
This is what he does. He's going to come in today, and he's going to be sensitive to people thinking he's going to be upset. So he's going to make sure to say, "Oh, this is fine. We knew this. Oh, this is a."
All right.
We'll see. That segment brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.